Incredibly sweet, I feel you. freshness that embraces me like vintage wine. This sensation is decidedly new and incredibly sweet. There is a current of disordered sensual images running like a mill race to my fancy. Stretch out my hand! Those hands don't belong to a doctor! A twinkle in his eye. Any woman who would come near this would certainly be hungry. I'll wager my bloody height she will. Hide! Yes, that strikes me. How shall I call my new self Jekyll? Hide is my name. Hide is my name. Hide is my name.
Henry Jekyll.
Henry Jekyll. What if the potion should ever fail and Jekyll could not return? Hyde would be a pauper. Jekyll should provide for his protege, perhaps in his will. Utterson, the lawyer, will have the shock of his life when he reads it.
Decease of Henry Jekyll, M.D., D.C.L., L.L.D., F.R.S. Good Lord. All his possessions are to pass into the hands of his friend and benefactor, Edward Hyde. In the case of Dr. Jekyll's disappearance or unexplained absence for any period exceeding 3 calendar months, the said Edward Hyde should step into the shoes of Dr. Jekyll without further delay and free from any burden or obligation beyond the payment of a few small sums to the members of the doctor's household.
That should provide for Edward Hyde and pull the sore in the eye of musty old Utterson.
Creatures they may be, come nigh,
I'll need a little place to hide, for I,
they must, if they want to have fun.
A multi-bedded house in Soho, ho, ho,
that will be a place for me.
On doctor's orders, boarders, 1, 2, 3,
we'll have a little place to hide for.
Oh, they must, if they want to have fun. Another little place near here, I fear, may help hide me in case I ever need one. Somewhere, maybe just a square away, a stay so I can visit every day and get doctor's orders for a little place to hide for hide. I must, if I want to have fun. Down there, or wherever, let it work for at least one more time. I need a little place to hide.